On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I enjoy playing against good players. I really do. That's why I play this game, to protect my quarterback against good players. That's what makes it fun. I tip my hat to him, to both of those guys, even the inside guys, right? Like Tim Settle is over there. Tim was here. Tim time. We'll see Tim in 5-1 and 5-5 in a couple days, and we'll get after him.
Tim time coming up on Thursday. Deion Dawkins, Bills and Texans, to follow up on a story we were covering yesterday. Not normal uniforms. Houston all red.
Oh, that's what they're wearing? I thought it was going to be an alternate. I didn't know what that meant. Okay, all red.
I think so. If my sources are accurate, all red.
And the Bills are back in all white again.
All white.
But with the regular helmet, not the standing buffalo, right?
I guess.
They had the standing buffalo against Tampa just now, so I doubt they were. I'm sure they're not wearing it 2 weeks in a row.
No, they're not. And I have a small problem with the standing buffalo helmet.
Really?
Yes.
Which is?
The blue stripes.
I'm just trying to envision.
Just give me the red stripe. You want it to look like it looked in the 60s. Make it look like it looked in the 60s.
There was no blue stripe in the 60s?
Maybe there was. I'm second-guessing myself.
You've been wrong about this before.
I have been wrong about this before. I think red is better. If you have to have stripes, keep it simple.
I have no complaint with the. With that helmet.
I think we're getting all red.
I don't even think I ever. You are so. No stripes are best. So great. Seattle, you love Seattle. Chiefs, right? I swear to God, if I didn't know you, I don't think I would ever think about the. I don't. The only time I think about the stripes on the helmet is when you say what you just said.
Well,
which is funny. Like, it's just how different people are. Like, I love the helmet, and I couldn't even tell you what color the stripes are.
Imagine, though, like the Rams helmet having a stripe.
Well,
doesn't that sound weird?
Well, because
the Eagles,
the logo is so. A stripe on the Ram helmet would look weird. I agree.
Yes. Philadelphia is another one.
Because of the logo. I don't know that I would mind a stripe on the Eagle helmet necessarily.
Do the Jets have one?
They have. I don't know if they do.
I don't think they do. Just says Jets now.
Yeah, I think that's right. They have had, we talked about this one time recently. I remembered like some old helmet of theirs with like white with the big green logo and like two green stripes on it.
Yeah, like the Namath era.
Yeah.
Jet helmet.
Right.
But they're past that.
Yeah.
They're back to like, they're wearing like an 80s style now.
Yeah, right.
It's time to change it again, probably.
Yeah.
Every few years. Try to recapture that glory.
I suppose I would notice the stripes if they didn't match. Like for some reason that Bill's helmet had like just an orange stripe on it. That would really stand out.
You know, I would but hope. You
the
would
red
that.
And the blue, I, okay, fine.
Okay.
I'm good. Those are your colors. Nothing to see here. There's no bizarre, like, you know, there's no strange hue of blue like in those awful Bledsoe era uniforms That they had like three different blues in the stripes or something. Like it was an atrocity.
That I now think of as the Ross Tucker era because he's often mentioned not being a fan of those uniforms himself. Even wearing them did not really work for him. He'll be on with us at 5. Let's go to Nate here. Hi, Nate.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to I got to take my my oldest 10-year-old son out to the game here from Nebraska this weekend. And, of course, you know, going to the game, going that far, that kind of financial commitment, you know, you never you don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, I remember telling a couple of my friends, like, hey, look, all I want, you know, this is probably his only game. And, you know, he's gonna, as a kid, he's going to get to. Is, you know, I just want to be standing there at the 2-minute warning, you know, with the game, you know, comfortably enough in hand and just be there singing, you know, Mr. Brightside with him. And that look in his eyes, man, it was just, it was awesome. It was just, it was awesome. It was so cool. We don't get out there very often at all. I've only been to one game before. And we got our doors blown off by the Jets back in the fifth years. It was really cool. It was just such a cool experience.
Well, awesome. I'm glad you and your son got to share that, you know, especially in the last year of the stadium. Really, really cool.
Yeah, it was really, really neat. I do want to weigh in a little bit on this seemingly in this game, we kind of took the whole balance thing and threw it out the window. I know it's been on a subject on both morning and your guys' show here and there. And look, can we just not, can we just get away from that? Like,
away from what exactly? What?
The need for balance, you know, like if lean into it, right? Like if you're gonna, you know, like lean into what your strengths are. I grew up in this state where, for example, interestingly enough, the Osborne Huskers had a strength, and it wasn't throwing. And you know, they won 3 national titles on the ground, and somehow they did it. That was a different era of football. But you know, to hell with the balance thing. It seems to me, you know, if they're finding success throwing the ball over the yard like they used to do, that's what I want to watch. And it's certainly more entertaining. And and with this, you know, with Allen being just so incredibly talented, I the concern that I've had for quite some time is that they seem to be really concerned about this thing of having just the right balance. And I just really like to see them kind of flush that down the toilet. But that's all, guys.
Thanks a lot. Where do you live in Nebraska, if I may ask?
I live in Lincoln.
Okay. Been there. Very cool.
Have you? What for?
I had a girlfriend in Nebraska. So, of course he did. But no, I did. And she lived in Minden. And I still remember Tom Osborne, after he retired as the Nebraska coach, going in the booth. He was running for Congress. And Mark Jones was the announcer. And he introduced Osborne as running for Congress in District 3. And Mark Jones said, what's District 3? And he said, Omaha is District 1, Lincoln is District 2, and the rest of the state is District 3. And I thought that was kind of funny.
That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Was he right? Yeah, am I right? Is that
he
story?
Was right. You're right.
Good.
You're right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yep.
Very good.
Those were the days. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate.
Yep. Thanks
all right.
For my call. Uh-huh.
Also, Ogallala. You want to know where Ogallala is. Plus, it's a fun name to say. Ogallala.
I want to know where it is.
I think you should.
Well, most
information is
most,
good.
Most people need to need. Do I
no,
need to know?
It's on the Colorado border.
Oh, okay.
All the way all west, right. Straight across, you get all to Ogallala.
Right.
Isn't that a great name? Ogallala.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm not going to try to say it, but yes, I like how it sounds correctly pronounced.
Do the Bills really spend that much energy touting balance, or do they just want to run it well? I think maybe that's a buzzword. Maybe it is correct to sort of, maybe you hear that. I really don't catch that so much, I guess, if the Bills are touting balance, but they have been a very good running team. That's not an accident. They wanted to build that.
It
they
has
did.
Served them well, I think.
And in a few games here lately, they haven't been as good at it. And until Sunday, it was getting them beat. You know, like Atlanta and then Miami, quintessentially Miami. But they didn't run it great against the Buccaneers and were able to overcome that, which that's like we've talked about for a couple days. I think that's the team most of us want to see. And I'm not saying that's everybody, and it might not even be the Bills' idea of their best look when it comes down to it in January. But the whole premise here is, when it comes to be January, will they have it right? Will they have enough of what they need? And I think when they run it well, and even when they win, well, I know from talking to fans every day that a lot of people question whether that's going to look like that against the best teams, and then whether they'll have enough of a, you know, big play capacity to beat those good teams.
That's absolutely what anytime a win starts, you know, you get past they won. Good. The standings are good. Great. Should we just go home, turn the lights off? Because that's all we have to say is that, yay, I'm glad they won. I mean, of course not. That does not make the machine run. So you start getting into style points, and the style points are always, and like for some, you know, style points even has a negative connotation because it implies that I care more about how it looks and how it feels than what the actual result is, which is not exactly true. The reason you're focused on it is what you just said. When I need it, right, am I going to need to go run for help, or am I just going to have a button to press? Oh, I know how to do this. I need it now. This team is shutting my run game down, or I'm down by 14 and it's the third quarter, or whatever it is. Will I be able to just press the button and go? I know it's not that simple, but basically that's what we have been missing and fearing that they did not have anymore. Because of all this talk about the receivers and separation and trust and all, just all of it. And we got it on Sunday, and you got it against a team that likes to be aggressive and come after you, and they handled it. I mean, they had their bumps early, but they figured it out. And that's why my word, you know, we're Sesame Street or anything, my word for the day was encouraging. You got evidence that they still can find that pitch if they're going to need it. And, you know, I would bet that they will at some point. And it had been a while. You mentioned, I think, I asked this question of you either on postgame or yesterday, and it was the Baltimore game. It was the last time the running game didn't really get off, and they still won. And, you know, Baltimore, they had a frantic comeback, and Allen threw for 250 yards in the fourth quarter. Of course, we saw them be able to throw that. That was really the last time. The Chiefs game was a more measured, you know, it was tactically excellent, but it wasn't explosive, really. There were a couple of plays down the field to the tight ends. It was just good to see, healthy to see, and hopefully they know how to access it, you know, whenever necessary. Because, again, it had been a while since they really had that.
I'm okay with our having a word of the day.
Okay.
Maybe we could sell that to somebody. The secret word. Ogallala is today's secret word. Sesame Street had the letter of the day,
I think.
Secret letter.
Okay.
Right?
I don't remember.
Pee-wee's Playhouse had a secret word.
Yeah?
Did you ever watch that?
Yes.
I loved Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yes. We watched it as adults.
Oh, so smart. Good for you.
Yeah.
Loved Pee-wee's Playhouse. I found it somewhere a few years ago and spent like a week with it. Then I forgot and was over. It was done.
I mean, we may have been inhaling cans of Milwaukee's Best that were $3.99 a 12-pack or something while we were doing it, but we watched it as adults.
Sure, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
You and Brad?
Yeah, it's pre-Brad.
Great show. It was a great show. Ross Tucker coming up at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.